Hello, everybody. This is Edith Hansen with our Transcribed Kitchen Club. And today we're going to start in on letters. We've had so many nice letters come from new listeners, and as well as lots of nice letters from the old ones, too. But I thought perhaps you'd be interested in hearing some of these. Here's a little help first from one of our listeners that's been with us for a long time. I wonder if you have any tomatoes left. And if you do, if you're kind of wondering how you can make them up, this friend reminds us, she said, had you heard that if you're canning tomato juice and the tomatoes are real ripe, press the raw tomatoes through the colander. Now, that's the raw tomatoes through the colander. The flavor is supreme. You don't get one bit of bitter taste from them. Not that it's ever bad, but sometimes the seeds, and especially in the very late tomatoes, do give it a different flavoring. And she said, after the juice is pressed through as the raw tomatoes, after you have the juice, then you process it and add any flavoring just as you would otherwise and can it up. And I think the home canned tomato juice has so much better flavor than the commercially canned that I'm going to recommend that you try it. She closed her letter, I must go, hurry and can. This was written just at the time when everyone was just rushing, canning, everything. And some of our homemakers are not through with that job as yet. Another nice letter. I enjoyed this a lot and thought perhaps you folks would. The friend says, thank you for your kind invitation to come into the kitchen with you. The ideas and the recipes are stimulating. And as for the perfect products, they sound like something that no woman ought to miss. I have them on my shopping list, and I'm going to say thank you, and I would like to hear from you after you've tried them. Then she writes, I have a radio program on our local station, 1:45 every Sunday. It's poetry, philosophy, and so forth. But being also a wife and a mother, my thoughts run in practical directions also. Contrary to the popular belief that a storybook lady can live for a year on a couple of crumpets and tea, my dear, I find I have a very normal, healthy appetite. I tried the Never Fail White Cake. The entire family votes aye for it. The yummy fruit nut bread, that's next on the program. The sour cream cucumbers, they're a favorite on our table. Your recipe suggests some interesting variations, so into the book it goes. Again, thank you and best wishes for your kitchen club. And I was especially flattered to hear from another person who has a program on a radio station. It's nice to hear from other talents, and I'm hoping that others of you who have programs on the various stations will be writing in and telling us about them. I was glad you mentioned the various products. I know that even those of you folks who may have only one room, it may be you're living by yourself, have practically no cooking to do, very little washing and very little ironing and very little cleaning, yet you will have a certain amount. I have yet to see, to know a girl or a woman who doesn't have cleaning to do. I'm told that a good many folks object to taking lady roomers because of the fuss and bother of having them rinsing out hosiery and undies in their room. Well, I wanted to recommend to you, whether you wash for a family of 10 or 12, it may be you're taking in washings and do several laundries throughout the week, or have that little dab of hand washing, doesn't make the least bit of difference, that you try these products that we tell you about, especially the Perfex and the Gloss-Tex. The Gloss-Tex is the new plastic starch. And once you've tried it, you'll wonder why you didn't know about it before. Well, it's not been on the market too long, but I believe you'll find a bottle there at your nearest grocery store. Take it home. Use it according to directions. Notice the difference in the way your garments wear, the way they fit to you after you've ironed them, the way your ironing is done so much faster, and I think you'll be enthusiastic. Now, that is Gloss-Tex. Do remember to put it on your shopping list for this weekend. Now, our recipe today is for a salad dressing. I want to talk just a little bit about this. It's just the old-fashioned homemade salad dressing, but oh so good. And I want to make a few suggestions for those of you who have lunches to pack. Or if you are suddenly called upon to serve salad at home, you'll want a salad dressing like this. But wait until we get to that. This friend writes, I've made a hobby of gathering recipes. I'm not very much of a cook, but with good recipes, I really ought to improve. Now, I file them according to the way my family likes them. Those that we don't care for, I keep back by themselves, and I find this to an advantage. Later on, someone comes up occasionally with a variation for that recipe, which makes it just the right change as we would want at our house. So then I can transfer it after using the variation to the file of delicious recipes. Every recipe which I copy is kept in a drawer until I have the chance to try it, and then I file it accordingly. I have sometimes as many as 4 different methods for the very same recipe, and we'll like them all. Now, I like this because it adds variety, and we don't tire of one food so easily. Then, if I decide to use a recipe and find that I don't have quite enough for one, quite often I can use another. A couple of years ago, you had given a recipe for a salad dressing that called for 1 or 2 eggs or 3 or 4 of the yolks. Now, here is another recipe for a cooked salad dressing which I would like for all of you to try. I think you will like it. It keeps easily, so usually I make up a quart and keep it in the refrigerator or in another cool place. Also, here are some household hints I want to pass on. But in closing my letter for today, let me send these 2 little poems which I've always loved, and I think you will appreciate them. Now, we're going to be using those as our closing thought for the day. The first one is titled My Wish, and I'll try and stop talking soon enough today so that I can share it with you. It's a little bit longer than I occasionally can use, but we'll see if I can talk fast enough. Now, as you're getting pencils ready to copy this cooked salad dressing, let me just mention to those of you who have sandwiches for school lunches. Do you know if you have raw vegetables in the house, such as carrots, turnips, cabbage, rutabagas, just your choice of the raw vegetables, and have a salad dressing of this sort, you can grind the vegetables, that add a little celery, a little salt, a little pepper, maybe a little green pepper, a little bit of pimento, a few olives, and just mix with those raw vegetables that you have there, perhaps almost going to waste. Grind those and mix them into a salad dressing of this sort, and they make unusually delicious sandwiches. Now, you may add raisins and other dried fruits, especially with carrots. I like that combination very much. And have you ever tried with cabbage, adding raisins or dates, mixing with salad dressing and making a sandwich? Or spreading one side of the bread with peanut butter and the other with a vegetable salad dressing mixture, whatever you happen to have at hand? You just try those variations, and I think your family will like them very, very much. Then, if you're called upon to furnish a salad, would like to have rather a filling salad to serve, maybe with hot biscuits, or maybe crackers that are spread with butter. By having a salad dressing of this sort made up, you can use up old bits of meat that you might have, adding some of the raw vegetables or cooked vegetables. Mixing all together, be sure the seasoning is right. Now, for that, add onion juice. If you like garlic, add a little bit of garlic. And, again, a little pimento, a little olive, something of that sort to pep it up. Maybe a few hard-cooked eggs. And you can just serve a delicious salad, one that you can press if you like, put it into a mold, and let it stand until it's firm enough to slice in a cool place. Now, just kind of think that over, and you'll see it's a wonderful idea. Now, before we have the salad dressing, have you entered our Perfects contest yet this week? Remember that 3 people each week, not 1 or 2 or less, but 3 people each week, win beautiful 21 Jewel Boulevard Excellency watches for simply writing a letter about how you use Perfects at your house. Mail that letter to Perfects in care of this radio station, and there's your entry. Put a Perfects box top with it. The judges select the 3 best letters each week, and those 3 persons, you're hearing names read every day, and there will be one read at the close of our program today. And those of you folks who are winning the watches, tell your friends about them and show them the watches. You have your choice of a lady's watch or a man's watch, and you know what the Boulevard watches are. And 21 jewels? Well, get Perfects at your store and keep on entering this contest. Now let's copy this cooked salad dressing. And our friend writes, capital T for tablespoon, the small T for teaspoon, and C for cup. Remember that when you're copying any recipe, you can write so much faster. It's 2 tablespoons of butter, 2 tablespoons flour, 1 cup milk. And here is where this recipe varies from most of our homemade salad dressings. That's the 1 cup milk. 1 egg. 1/2 teaspoon mustard. 2 tablespoons sugar. 1/2 teaspoon paprika. 1/4 cup vinegar. And 1/2 teaspoon salt. Now let's go back and repeat. It's 2 tablespoons butter, 2 tablespoons flour, 1 cup milk, and that's to be blended together and cooked. 2 tablespoons butter, 2 tablespoons flour, rubbed together, stirred into a cup of milk, and start cooking that. Then you beat the 1 egg and add it to this first mixture. Cook for 2 minutes. Then take it from the fire and add the 1/2 teaspoon prepared mustard, 2 tablespoons sugar, 1/2 teaspoon paprika, 1/4 cup vinegar, 1/2 teaspoon salt. Cool and then store it, or you can use it immediately. And it is a wonderfully good recipe, and I hope you try it. It's a little different than our usual salad dressing recipes. Have you found China Dish in your stores as yet? Remember, it's the new product that the Perfect Company has. We want you to try it, and we hope that you're finding it, but continue to ask for it. That's China Dish. It's a special product to help you wash dishes in a jiffy and wash them very satisfactorily. So watch for it in your stores. Now, don't forget to stay tuned in. Our announcer will be announcing another winner's name in our Perfect contest. Take care of yourselves until Monday, and I'll plan to be back with you then, and I believe I will have time for this verse, which is titled, My Wish. Here's hoping Mr. Happiness will march up to your door, announce himself, and walk right in and stay forevermore. And may his good friend, Lady Luck, who's mighty nice to know, become a frequent visitor wherever you may go. I enjoyed that, and I hope you did. Thank you for sending it, and we'll be reading your other verse come Monday. Until then, goodbye.